you're listening to another episode of the Midwest Punks podcast with Brian and Carl. And Brian, what song do we open with?
That was Civ or CIV. I'm not sure what they go by, but yeah, it was Can't Wait 1 Minute More.
Okay, yeah, and that kind of fits, brings an intro to the episode we're doing today, Brian. And well, before we get to that, just another reminder to follow us on Facebook. Find us at the Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook, and then our website, MidwestPunks.com, takes you to our website.
Lakeshore Public Radio.
Mm-hmm. So that you can find some of our past episodes and things like that. And appreciate everybody tuning in. So we got some good music today. And like I was saying, that song kind of opens the theme of part of the show we're doing today.
We got a couple
songs that we just kind of came on this accidentally and ran with it. But we found some punk songs that have been used in commercials. So, you know, you can have your own feelings on that. You know, we don't have to delve into the, you know, politics or whatever you want to call it of punk songs being used in commercials.
Mainstream.
But still, we found a couple of songs that we thought were kind of actually funny to consider what the lyrics are and that they were used in certain commercials. So we figured we'd touch on that. And then I know we got some good new music that's out there from a couple bands we like and then a couple other tunes. So we got a lot of music to play. Let's see if we can get through it all.
All right, let's do it.
You got some facts about CIV or Civ?
Yeah, Civ. Yeah, that song was Can't Wait 1 Minute More. They're a band that was out of New York City, and they're mid-90s to 2000s. They didn't play very long together. It was, the band was named after Anthony Civarelli, who, so that's why I'm guessing it's Civ probably. Yeah. But there was other band members were all members of the Gorilla Biscuits, a bunch of members from former band Gorilla Biscuits. That was Civarelli, Siegler, and Similius. Members, they were also members, that Siegler was also a member of Youth of Today and Judge.
Okay.
So, they, according to Discogs, they had 15 releases. So 9 singles and EPs and 2 albums. Not a whole lot. As far as, you know, more like a 7 inches kind of stuff that they released, if anything. A
couple songs on there,
but a couple albums there. But I think that was one of their bigger hits. That song made it on to, it was an episode of Beavis and Butthead, and it was also on a Nissan commercial. So it was, he kept hearing the song. I'm like, I know this song pretty well. Like, why do I know it so well? And that's... get back into it. I'm like, that was why. Okay. So...
Yeah, so that might be why they didn't make any more music. They just made a ton of money off of the rights being used in a show and a commercial and stuff. So
could be.
That's funny. And that's kind of what happened if we want to jump over to the one song I have from commercials, the Interrupters.
Yeah.
So we've played them on the show quite a bit. I'm a fan of them. I've seen them live a few times, too. My son, growing up, used to love listening to the music and dancing to this song in particular. Actually, we always had it on his playlist and had it, you know, pulling up on YouTube, and he loved this song. But they're a ska punk band out of Los Angeles. Started in 2011 after the three brothers, and I forget their names, but they were playing in a band on tour, and then they met Amy, who's the lead singer of the Interrupters now, they started writing songs together, and one of them married her, and they formed the Interrupters. And so they're signed to Hellcat Records, and they've got 3 albums, handful of comps and splits, and but this song, "Take Back the Power," was used in commercials for T-Mobile, I think, is the first one. I remember watching an interview where they said, like, that was big, you know, and obviously they got a big payday for that. And then Shameless, the show that's on.
Showtime.
And Major League Baseball's used it a couple times for like home run derbies and stuff, I think. And then it was also used in a Michael Moore film. So so this song has gotten pretty popular, and it's obviously changed things for the Interrupters, but they're still making some good music. So I respect to them getting, you
for
know,
sure. Yeah.
Getting some money and then still doing their thing. So, but we can take a listen to Take Back the Power from the Interrupters.
All right, here we go.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader? Show up in black suits on your street and I'm mid boots and then silence you. What you gonna say when they strip your rights away and the tax man makes you pay for every bit of sweat you bet today? We don't need to run and hide. We won't be pushed off to the side. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. Who you gonna trust when the judge is so unjust and the jury must discuss? Say you don't look like one of us. Where you gonna turn now the court has been adjourned and the lessons that you've learned are not as many as the bridges burn. We don't need to run and hide. We won't be pushed off to the side. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to get back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader?
So that was the Interrupters with Take Back the Power. And now you're going to keep hearing that in your head all the time.
Yeah.
And
think about buying a T-Mobile phone now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go home and watch Shameless. But Interrupters, like I said, we've talked about them a lot on the show. I think we've played a few of their songs. So definitely check them out, though. They make some good music. It's got punk music. And just seem like a good group of people. Oh, one of the last episodes with the cover songs. We played them with the Get Down Moses from
it was.
So
you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
what's the last
one
we
just
played
hit me
with
right now when I'm saying that. So but I'll toss it back to you, Brian. You got two more that we're
I got two more in commercials. Yeah,
cool. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
This next one is a Pogues song.
Oh, nice.
You're a fan.
Yeah.
If anybody out there is not and doesn't know the Pogues, they were a band that formed in 1982 in London and were led by the frontman Shane McGowan. Their songs can be poetic and political and humorous at times, but they usually mix in with a traditional Irish folk music and some punk in there. So they kind of coined that sound and really kind of set the Irish folk punk sound for lots of bands like Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly, and the Tossers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they've got about 11 albums, this according to Discogs. Sometimes they're not 100% accurate, yeah. But they have about 11 albums, 30 singles, EPs, 9 comps, and 7 videos, miscellaneous releases, for a total of 67 releases. And
a lot of music.
Yeah, decent amount of music for sure. But this is a track off their 1990 album, Hell's Ditch, titled The Sunny Side of the Street. And it was awkwardly used in a Cadillac commercial. It sounds really happy and poppy, but if you really look at the lyrics of the song, it's one of the main lyrics that you can actually hear in the commercial is, with a heart full of hate and a lust full of vomit, we walk on the sunny side of the street. So,
yeah,
you're just hearing that, and, you know, some marketing guy didn't really listen to it. He's like, it just sounds poppy.
Or he's a punk fan. Yeah, Pokes fan was like, I bet I could get this pushed. Like, you wonder what, you know, with some of these, because that's the case with, even outside of punk genre, some of the songs that have been used, you're like, isn't that song like pretty rough though? And, you know, but they just play with the one little snippet of it, and you're like, so was somebody just a fan, or did they, like, how do they come up with that? You know, that's kind of an interesting thing. Got to try and see how that's done at some point. But yeah, so well, let's hear the whole song then.
All right,
and listen to some Pogues.
All right, here we go. That was the Pogues with Sunny Side of the Street, and definitely not a song I would associate with buying Cadillacs.
But. Yeah, that's what we were joking. Like, what was the process like? Was there some executives sitting there saying, like, did you just say vomit? And they're like, no, sir, we've tested it. Focus groups, surveys, it's great. We're, you know, people respond to it. So, yeah, I don't know. That's funny, though. But I don't mind hearing Pogues, so we can go on to... You got one more song that was...
we got one more commercial? That was a commercial song.
Cool.
And we'll stop this nonsense. But this is a Buzzcocks song. And if anybody's not familiar with them, they're an English punk band formed in Bolton, England in 1976. Mm-hmm. They chose the name Buzzcocks after reading the headline, "It's a Buzzcock." Apparently, it was a review for a TV series called Rock Follies that was done in the 70s. Hmm. And... it was about like a group of girls that was trying to start a rock band or something like that. And apparently, buzz is the excitement of playing on stage, and then cock is an English slang meaning friend. So they use that term to basically, they felt that it was capturing the excitement of the punk scene in a kind of in a humorous way, you know, sexual connotations too. So, but either way, they chose the name, and we got the Buzzcocks. So the Buzzcocks, the song that we're going to play is Everybody's Happy Nowadays. And this is another awkwardly placed song that was used in an AARP commercial.
Yeah, because it sounds like it fits, you know, right? Everybody's happy.
It's a happy kind of upbeat song. Like, again, somebody was listening to it and they're like, yeah, that sounds great. And not really paying attention to the lyrics. But there's a line in here that says, life's an illusion, love is a dream. And I don't know, just talking to seniors with dementia, things like that, possibly.
Yeah,
it just doesn't seem like an appropriate song. But
yeah,
they got away with it. So
hey, you have to be like 60 to qualify for AARP. Hey, you're 60 now. life's an illusion, love's a dream. Sign up, get your card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your discounts. Yeah. So that's funny. But let's take a listen then.
All right.
To Buzzcocks.
Here we go. Buzzcocks. Was the Buzzcocks, Everybody's Happy Nowadays.
Yeah, so it's a great sounding song for an AARP commercial, but once you listen to the lyrics, you might second guess that. But you know, I guess it worked. So get kind of a different style show today. So we have the segments. So like that was our songs, punk songs used in commercials segment. Now we're gonna go into a few bands that have some new music out there that I think we've played. I know we've played all three of these bands before, but they've definitely got some new music. So I put these three together and wanted to share them with everybody. So the first band we'll play is the Venomous Pinks. And I know, like I said, we played them a few times. They're three ladies from Arizona who started the band in 2012. And they've had decent success, though. They've opened for bands like Bad Religion and Bouncing Souls, Anti-Flag, Bad Cop, the list goes on. And but fairly recently, they signed to Die Laughing Records. And they dropped a new EP called I Want You in August. And now they have a new 4-song EP. It's called Based on a True Story that comes out on April 23rd. So, like, right, cool. You know, 3 more days from right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's songs that they, like, recorded live at... I should have wrote down the name, but it's one of those, like, a station had mm-hmm. concert right when COVID was hitting. So they came, they told him, like, well, you can come play, like, real quick, but we got to start closing stuff down, I think. And so they got these songs all out there, and then they were like, well, we're going to use those for an album, so, or an EP. So one of the songs on the EP is I Want You, which is the cover of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts mm-hmm. Song. And then Hold On is another song on this EP, which we've played before too. And this song is the 3rd song on the album, on the EP. It's called Todos Unidos. So it's about, you know, kind of standing together. And they say, you know, like, never be divided kind of stuff in here. So, but it's a really cool song. And I just really like this band. They're fairly new on my radar, but I really dig them. So let's listen to Venomous Pinks and Todos Unidos.
All right, here we go.
Venomous Pinks with Todos Unidos, and that's off a new 4-song EP that's going to be dropping here on April 23rd. So,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, definitely. They seem like an awesome band. I can't wait. I think they would definitely come play Chicago at some point. So, hopefully, I get to see them because they, yeah, they definitely rock. So, but again, so moving on to another band that we've played a lot of, one of our kind of like favorites, we got to get her on the show at some point. I know I've reached out a few times and not had luck, but she's got a lot of stuff going on, I think.
A little more noise, I think, Carl.
Yeah, exactly. So, but Sincere Engineer, and they have been on the show. Like I said, we played them quite a bit, and they're a Chicago band, and they pretty recently, just a few months back, I think, signed to Hopeless Records, and they have been kind of releasing some new music, like one song here and there. So they released a song called Trust Me in October, and then they released, followed that up with Tourniquet in January, and now in March, but it was just like 2 weeks ago or something, you know, like right at the end of March, they released Out of Reach. And so kept seeing stuff about this song and just didn't listen to it for a little while, and then I finally got to it, and it's a slower song than some of the other Sincere Engineer songs, but it again, like, her lyrics are always, they got a message behind them. And so kind of looking into it, this song, she said she wrote it when Chicago was in the middle of a polar vortex. So if you're not from around here, that means like negative 50 degrees, wind chills, and
we don't go outside
when it's you can go outside in some shorts and get some shoveling done, but that's like when you're worried about, you know, everything freezing, and it's nuts. It's not necessarily a blizzard, but it's just extremely cold temperatures. That's when, like, remember when people were having like pots full of water, throwing it in the air, and it turned to like just ice, like in the air, and it would just kind of, that was a thing. You can YouTube it.
All kinds of crazy stuff starts happening. Windshield wipers on your car don't work. Yeah, it's bad.
It's like your car just won't start because it's so cold. So when Chicago was in the middle of one of those, and the city was kind of not really shut down officially, but like, you know, people just could, you can't function normally in when weather's like that. Like, things just stop. They set the railroad tracks on fire when it starts to get that cold, because it's the only way to like keep the ice off of them. You ever seen that? Like when they, so like they set the railroad tracks on fire to keep the trains running as long as they can. Then she said that she wrote this song during one of those. So it's the song's kind of about the struggle between isolation and FOMO, the fear of missing out. And, but at the same time, we're always bombarded with, you know, screens and media. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like the battle between those two things, feeling isolated, but also just constantly connected. So everything just feels out of reach, which is the name of the song, Out of Reach. And the music video plays to that. Pretty cool. And again, a little bit different sounding than some other Sincere Engineer songs, but I dig it. There are some words we have to edit out here, and we're going to fade out at the end too, Brian, because at the end she kind of repeats the chorus, and it's just, I'm going to take it easy on Jose and the production help that we have here and not make him have to beep out a bunch of, she just kind of repeats the chorus. So, but let's hear Out of Reach from Sincere Engineer.
All right, here we go.
That was a few months ago.
And that was Sincere Engineer with Out of Reach. And so we played about 2 minutes of the song. It's almost a 3 minute song, but
a little more, yeah.
Yeah, but the beginning of the video just kind of more theatrical, I guess. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really have the music, and then the end of it right there, she just kind of repeats that chorus. And we have to try to be good for the radio. So
we are on at midnight, but
yeah, but but definitely check out, you know, they're on Bandcamp and their Facebook page and YouTube. They have all their on Hopeless Records YouTube page. You can find their new music videos. And like I said, there was Trust Me in October, Tourniquet in January, and now this was Out of Reach. So hopefully they just keep coming with some new songs. It seems like, you know, Deanna is the lead singer, and she seems like she's always got something brewing. So we'll keep it going.
Sounded good. Keep it up.
Yeah. And the last band that I have that has a new song out is another one I've been talking about more recently, because my daughter, who's only 5 months, seems to be an MXPX fan. he has helped me. His acoustic videos that he's put out since COVID, you know, shut everything down, have helped me put her to sleep quite a few times. So
it sounds like you have problems with that.
Yeah, we do. She's not a sleeper yet. But she seems to like Mike Herrera, the singer, and she likes watching him play his guitar on the YouTube videos. So appreciate that, Mike. I have to write him something at some point and try and tell him. But MXPX, they started out in 1992 out of Washington. The bandmates were just 15 years old when they started this band. So they've been doing it a long time. They have 12 studio albums, 4 EPs, 4 comps, a live album, a bunch of singles. They've been really active since the pandemic hit, and doing a lot, you know, on YouTube and on Facebook, and covering songs and just, you know, really interacting with fans a lot. And they dropped a new song on April 15th, and it's called Can't Keep Waiting. And it's, they still got an awesome sound, you know, after all these years. They really, you could tell, enjoy what they're doing and stay true to the sound and everything. And then on April 16th, the following day, to kind of celebrate the release of the single, they had a live Facebook concert for free for everybody. They played almost 30 songs on that. Wow. So and they talked a lot in between. They were taking requests from people. We were watching it. My daughter, I have a picture of her sitting there holding my wife's phone, just staring at it. So that helped for a while again. And but they were taking requests from people on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube, I think. So, like I said, they're really cool to watch, really fun to watch. They got some new music out there, and this is one of them. So let's hear MXPX with Can't Keep Waiting.
All right, here we go.
All that I wanted. did was to see you and to feel the way it used to. I would trade it all to hold you in my arms again. Can't keep waiting, waiting for what's next while the world keeps changing. I'm just hoping for the best with this so strange and headlines we never would have guessed. Looking for a way out of this mess, cause I can't keep waiting, waiting for what's next.
So that was MXPX with Can't Keep Waiting, and it's a new song they just dropped a few days ago. And
I think the video went up yesterday.
Yeah. And because it was on another platform on the 15th. And then they dropped they did the Facebook Live concert, which you can still catch. So go on their Facebook page, you can watch that. And then they dropped the video to that yesterday. So. But they're just really active right now. Seems like they're just having fun and doing their own thing. So definitely check out MXPX, and they got a lot of music out there. So
if your kid can't sleep, apparently,
yeah, Mike Herrera does these like acoustic covers, where again I think he just did like a Facebook Live thing, and just was taking requests and putting songs out there. But it's just him in front of the camera and his guitar. And that's working for my baby. So
maybe we can get sometimes. Him to
yeah. Yeah, we'll get him to
read a kid's book for you.
Yeah, something. Yeah. That was some new music a couple bands we like have been putting out. And Brian, you got a couple songs that are about something else that's coming up.
Yeah. Looking around to see, hearing about shows coming up and if they're going to happen or not. And it sounds like Riot Fest is going on this year in Chicago. Yeah.
A few changes. Mm-hmm. Some good, some bad.
It should be September 16th to the 19th.
Yeah.
In Douglas Park in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking, they added that 16th is like a Thursday. I think it's usually a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They added a Thursday. That's one of the things they promised last year after it got postponed. I had tickets for last year, of course, and then it was postponed last year, and they promised that they'd add another day, and they did. So
awesome. Well, I'm excited. I'm hoping to get some tickets myself and see if we can't get out there this year. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, their headliner was My Chemical Romance, and it sounds like My Chemical Romance has just postponed everything until next year. So I'm not sure. I kind of briefed through the statement we were looking at earlier, from the guy who runs Riot Fest. And doesn't sound like they're really looking for another huge headliner like that, but they're just the other, bands are going to be playing, and, they're giving people options. Like, you want to come, fine. If you want a refund, fine. If you want to, postpone your ticket till next year, that's fine. Like, they're just really trying to kind of be flexible. Really cool of them. But there's some other great names. We'll throw some out there, in between some of these songs, because we were going through the list, too.
There's
some bands on there that definitely
have more time. I'd play more songs, for sure.
Yeah, but look that up and see who's playing, and might be able to get you some tickets from people getting refunds, so you might be able to find some tickets now. But you got a couple bands that are going to be playing there.
Yep, a few bands that'll be playing there. First one we've played before, Newfound Glory.
Yep.
If you're not familiar with them, they're a punk emo band from Coral Springs, Florida, that formed around 1997, and they're still doing things. During their career, they have released about 13 studio albums, 31 singles and EPs, and 11 comps and videos and miscellaneous releases. It's about 55 total releases.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. But this is a track off their 1999 album, Nothing Gold Can Stay. It's one of my favorite albums of theirs.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good one. But the track is called Hit or Miss.
Nice. Well, let's check it out.
All right, here we go. Found Glory with Hit or Miss.
Yep. But the song makes me think of like junior high-ish time, high school time, you know. And I saw Newfound Glory at Warped Tour probably around like 2008. And I've never seen them live. Yeah, no. I saw them. It was, I think, Indianapolis Warped Tour, somewhere down like in Indiana. But yeah, no, they definitely high energy. And they are putting up new music. I've checked out a couple other things. I forget what record label they're on now. Is it Hopeless or is it?
I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah, I can't remember. I'll try and look it up during the next song. So what do you got?
We got another band that's going to be at Riot Fest that we've played on the show before. They are kind of one of the founders of the reggae ska sound. Yeah, Toots and the Maytals.
Yep.
We've played before. They formed in the early 60s. Maytals are one of the best known ska rock steady vocal groups, basically. That kind of in that scene, but Discogs says they have 29 albums, 99 singles and EPs, 27 comps, with a couple of videos, miscellaneous releases in there, for an impressive 157 total releases since their 1969 career started.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's insane. But that might be the highest of all the discogs that I've seen yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've been around a long time, so, but, and they're still going.
Yeah, and like you said, we've played a few of their songs, but they, I mean, there's plenty to check out. So if you're not familiar with them, go check them out, even kind of look into their story a little bit and what they're about.
I mean, yeah, just that and knowing that this band is kind of the ones that started that scene and being able to see them while they're still around is pretty awesome. So to me, I get into that show is really my main goal is to see these guys. That'd be cool. But yeah, we're going to play Pressure Drop, which is a song we played before, but it's an amazing song and it's one of their biggest hits. So it's off their 1970 album Monkey Man. And interesting fact about Pressure Drop, the title is on the islands, apparently the barometric pressure drops when a storm is coming. So that's kind of the like symbolic meaning of, you know, a storm is coming if
the pressure, you know,
pressure drop, and they use that phrase. So anyway,
cool, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
That was Toots and the Maytals with Pressure Drop.
Oh, yeah. Got the, we're having a little, well, I don't know if the pressure drops now, but here in Northwest Indiana, it's mid to late April. Just 60 degrees on the weekend, and now we got snow going on outside.
Yeah,
so,
let's hope that goes away quickly.
So that's a Midwest thing. If you're not from, that's what the Midwest punks deal with. So crazy weather, but yeah. So that's an awesome song. And Brian, I know you got one more on your list for somebody else who's going to be highlighting.
Yeah.
At Riot Fest. And,
is this this last song? We're
I think this will be the last. Yeah. We'll be able to play out with that one. So again, you know, this is. Riot Fest happening in September is what we're talking about right now. Earlier we were playing some songs from some new songs from some bands that we like, and then that
commercials
we played before, and then we had the bands from punk songs that were played in commercials. So you can check out Riot Fest. Though there are a lot of confirmed bands that as of right now we're still playing, like Smashing Pumpkins, Sublime with Rome, Dirty Heads, Pixies, Newfound Glory, L7, who else were we saying earlier? Fishbone, and then Toots and the Maytals, and so there's some good bands that are gonna be playing there, so definitely check out that. And check out the new songs that we played earlier and support those artists. And that's what we try to do here. Bring you some good music, focus on some of the up-and-coming artists especially, and artists from the Midwest. So if you've enjoyed the show, follow us on Facebook. Find us at Midwest Punks Podcast on Facebook. And you can visit our website, too.
MidwestPunks.com.
Yep.
We'll get you there.
And you can check out some old episodes, all that there, and find out more info. Always feel free to reach out to us with some songs that you recommend and all that, and we'll try and play them on the show. But otherwise, hope you enjoyed this show. And Brian, like I said, you got another song. Who else are you talking about that's going to be at Riot Fest?
Another band that's been around a while, Circle Jerks.
Yep.
They're going to be
cool.
There. Hardcore punk band formed in 79 in Los Angeles, California. And they were founded by former Black Flag vocalist Keith Morris and Red Cross guitarist Greg Hetson. According to Discogs, they have 23 total releases. That's 9 studio albums, 3 comps, 6 singles and EPs, 4 videos, and 1 miscellaneous in there.
Mm-hmm.
But their debut album, Group Sex, was released in 1980, and it's considered a landmark in the hardcore scene. But in 2019, they announced that they were going to reunite for 2020 and do a... 40th anniversary debut of the album, and unfortunately that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But
2020 was a bad year for an anniversary show.
Yeah.
Tour. Yeah.
But it looks like this year they're gonna pull it off, and we're gonna have them at Riot Fest. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be really cool. And so what song are we playing by the Circle Jerks?
We're gonna play Wild in the Streets.
All right, cool. We'll play out with this. Hope you enjoyed the show, and thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Yeah, see you next time.
America. How's your favorite son? Do you care just what he's done?